were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high.
Yes, welcome to Spot On. You're tuning into radio.dominican.edu. Yema baby in the studio. And news on top of the hour right now is UN has passed a treaty regulating arms trade. And in San Diego, a man dies after wisdom teeth was removed after his surgery. And there has been a head-on collision in Laguna Beach that has killed two people. So the roads down there are closed. And there is a search going on in Orange County after hikers who are missing. And Stockton has become the first American major city to file for bankruptcy. That is huge. That is huge, ladies and gentlemen. And there is an elderly man who was killed by an ailing wife as she slept. That also, like, in California. Anyways, you're tuning into Spot On. Yema Baby Rice here once again. And I have great articles and bits of information that I got lined up for you. If you're tuning in right now, this is radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. It's been a while since I was in the studio, and I'm just glad to be back. So do not touch that dial, because today it's an interesting day. Okay, be back in a second.
The coast, the day, the music died, and they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye.
Yes. So yesterday, April Fool's Day. I don't know how many people got fooled, but I know I got fooled. I woke up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't, it must have slipped my mind, because I wasn't even thinking about it. And a 6-year-old kid pulled a prank on me. And by the time I realized it was April Fool's Day, that was too late. So yeah, I know a lot of people were telling crazy jokes. I did tell a crazy joke myself. I waited until around 9 o'clock at night, and I downloaded a picture of a beat down wreckage of a BMW, because I drive my BMW myself. And I posted that picture online, and I had a lot of people concerned, actually. Some of my friends were calling, and I was not picking up their phone. They were texting. They were like, yo, dude, are you all right? Are you okay? What's going on? Come on, please, holler back and let us know what's going on. Yeah, so I told them, actually, or I didn't say, but I was kind of implying that I heard an accident, and I was in the hospital. And so, yeah, that was my April Fool's Day. So a lot of my friends were just posting on my timeline on Facebook and texting my phone. And a few hours later, of course, around like 11 o'clock at night, I called them back, and all the people that texted and, you know, actually inquiring about my health, I told them that I was doing good. So I played that kind of prank. I know it was kind of sick, because people are kind of not happy about it, but at the same time, I think the date allowed for it. So folks, I am sorry if I hurt your feelings out there, but you know, I was just trying to be funny. I was just trying to end it in a dramatic fashion, which I think I did. Anyways, April Fool's Day, it's over, folks. Don't play no more prank, okay? April Fool's Day is over, and we're moving forward, all right, folks? Anyway, this is not April Fool's Day. But right now, there is something bad happening to Rick Ross. There is a petition, actually, that was filed by Ultra Violet, which is like a women's group out there that fights for the rights of women. And so what happened was, Rick Ross actually did a music a few months ago, and the music his some of his lyrics, not the music itself, but the lyrics has caused major controversy. And that's why the petition was started by Ultraviolet, the women's group. So basically, they're saying that Rick Ross is justifying rape, like women being raped. They're saying that he's condoning that because his lyrics actually were suggesting that he actually popped a Molly. A Molly is like it's like a drug, basically, and he popped it in a woman's drink. They were out on a date, and then he dragged the woman to his house, and then they had fun. So basically, the lyrics suggest that, and a lot of people are actually saying that Rick Ross is trying to condone and try to let his fans know that popping a Molly in a woman's drink and then going at it with her later on, that's kind of okay. So people are saying that is not okay. So far, like over 50,000 folks have filled the petition, and things are not looking good for Rick Ross right now, because if Reebok pulls out of all the major endorsements that they've signed with Rick Ross, then that means it's major loss of money for Rick Ross. So I hope, well, he came out actually last week, and he said that people are kind of misunderstanding the lyric and rap music, and his music does not in any way condone violence against women, does not condone rape. So I like Rick Ross. I think he a cool dude and all that. But you know what I'm saying? I think is just that people need to be careful about what kind of message they put in their music. You know what I mean? Because right now, all the backlash that he's facing is not okay. And we're talking about big bucks being lost right here, folks. So, y'all go check out online that story. You can find that story if you want to read more about it. dailymail.co.uk. And go, just share your opinions, share what you think. Do y'all think Rick Ross is kind of justified to say that he's just making music and he's not condoning violence and rape against women? I think it's just rap music, you know what I mean? Like, I know these days a lot of music have come out, the music that don't even make sense, music that don't have a lot of message, but people still love getting down with that kind of music, especially in the clubs and whatnot. So that story is not something to smile about, but it's good that actually folks are being alerted about some of the lyrics that rap artists and everybody else is posting in their music. So anyways, you're tuning to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. This is Spot On. So moving forward, like I said, just a lot of interesting things going on, a lot of some of it not good, some of it okay, some of it, anyways. So in Saudi Arabia right now, Saudi Arabia is like strict sovereign country, and they've actually lifted a ban on women riding motorcycles and bicycles. Way back in the day, they would not allow women to ride motorbikes or bicycles. So right now, they actually allowing it, so long as the women who are riding these bicycles and motorcycles be accompanied by male relatives, and so long as they are dressed in a full Islamic head-to-head abaya. So I think that's a step to the right direction, folks. I think that they're starting to see that actually we deserve equality. We deserve to have women who are empowered, women who can do all the things that men can do. You know what I mean? So I think that Saudi Arabia is starting to lighten up, and I would actually say that I'm giving them props, because this is actually a step to the right direction. I mean, who knows, man? 10 years from now, maybe things are going to be different. Maybe things are going to be so, so different for women. They're going to start doing like all the things that maybe they've wanted to do for a long time. So that is major news, folks. That is a step to the right direction. That is what we've been all fighting for. Equality. Equality. That is huge, folks.
You know just what to say, and you know just just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. The sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. Radio.dominican.edu is the station. Anyway, so I was talking about Saudi Arabia and how they're actually stepping towards the right direction. Women are actually being allowed to drive motorcycles and bicycles, but they have to be in the company of their male relatives or companion, and they have to have fully dress, basically, the way the women do. They have to fully dress head to toe and, you know, put on the abaya and whatnot. But yeah, so still in Saudi Arabia, they have Sharia law, which is a law just basically that governs a lot of Islamic states. And right now, there is this guy, this kid, called Ali somebody, and the kid actually, what happened 14 years ago is that he stabbed, or 10 years ago rather, he stabbed his friend, and his friend was paralyzed for life. So the kid was 14 years old during that time. He was 14, so right now he's 24. And of course he was jailed for 10 years, but right now he's actually facing something more severe than his prison sentence. He faces his spinal cord being severed because there is actually this old law that permits justice to be done with in accordance to whatever sin you committed, or whatever. Whatever wrong you committed to somebody the same wrong is going to be committed against you. So it's like a tit for tat game. You punch somebody on the eye, you're going to be punched on the eye too. So he stabbed his friend on the back, and his friend was paralyzed for life. So right now, his spinal cord might be severed because they want justice. So I don't know what y'all think about this, because I think that an eye for an eye sort of revenge motive is not a good thing for society, because we living in a society where there's a lot of people who do a lot of crazy stuff, you know. So if we try to justify the way we treat these people, I think that we're not going to have a sane society no more. You know, because there's a lot of people who are actually doing bad things. There's a lot of people who are killing people. There's a lot of people who are raping people. There's just a lot of people who are doing a lot of nasty things on this earth. So if we do the same thing to them, then I don't know what kind of lifestyle we would put in place. I don't know what kind of future generation we will be creating. So, I'm not for whatever this guy did to his friends, but at the same time, I'm not for an eye kind of punishment. So I don't know what y'all folks think, but do hit me up on my Facebook fan page. Let me know if you agree whether this guy should be punished by having his spinal cord severed so he can be paralyzed or be, you know, be forgiven for his sins, because I'm sure that right now he's actually learned that whatever he did was wrong and that he deserves a second chance, kinda. So folks, let me know what you do think out there, okay? Anyway, still on the same note, there's a guy who has had his heart operated on, and she had actually heart failure when she was 10 years old, and she's never had heart transplant. But what she had was, she had a mechanical battery that was pumping her heart, because she's a female. So basically, she has been on artificial life support since she was 13. But right now, there's a good Samaritan who has come forward and given out their heart, and the girl is going to receive surgery, and she's going to receive this heart transplant. And, I mean, she's going to be able to live a normal life once again. So I think that's also, like, you know, some huge, and that makes me kind of give props to doctors out there, because doctors do amazing things. So folks, if you know somebody that is a doctor, if you know friends or family or just anybody that is a doctor, do say a big thank you, because they do wonders. They do marvelous things around here. So, I mean, speaking of whatever I was speaking about earlier, about we having people who are crazy in our society, there is an American student actually in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil who was kidnapped, raped, and robbed on a minibus in Rio when she was on vacation, kind of. So this is what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why people do such kind of things. I don't understand why people rape, rob, and kidnap people. I don't understand at all. So what kind of justice system should we put in place so that we can actually have people who are sane and people who are respectful of other human beings? You know, you get caught trying to do that, then what kind of, I don't know. What should we do with these kind of people? I know I said that an eye for an eye sort of punishment is not ideal for the society that we're trying to foster, but at the same time, how should we handle such cases? You know, you get or you catch a rapist in the act, or a kidnapper, or somebody who's just trying to harm somebody. What should we do with this kind of people? Because they clearly show that they don't deserve to be in the society, in a sane society. They don't deserve to live with everybody that is sane. Should we lock him up forever? Should we basically segregate them and let them know that they are not fit to live in a human society? What do y'all folks think? Because I think basically that people who've been caught actually trying to perpetrate these kind of things, they should not be allowed to live with everybody who's trying to make life good, you know? I know it's harsh, but at the same time, there's just people who are prone to doing that. They never learn. I mean, you try to give them the second chance, but they don't take it. They don't embrace it like they're supposed to. So I think it's sad that this female student encountered such malicious and violent acts. And I think that the Rio government should actually put in place measures that are protecting tourists and their citizens out there. Because right now we have World Cup coming up, right? And World Cup is a huge event. It's going to be millions and millions and millions of people in Rio. So if they don't put measures in place, I mean, how many people are going to be raped? You know what I mean? Because I'm just trying to think about it. And I'm thinking about how we will have, for instance, sick, psychotic people who are going to come forward and try to make money off the World Cup, you know, because World Cup is huge. And we're going to have innocent people flying all over Rio just to catch a glimpse of the game and just to enjoy the game. But so, I mean, it's sad, right? I mean, you think about it and it's sad. That's why I'm saying that people really need to step up and we actually need to speak out against anybody who perpetrates such actions. We have to curse it. We have to not condone it. You know, that's why Rick Ross is being called off. So it's just because people do not want to hear the kind of music that is actually saying that some actions, like you can perpetrate some action and you can actually get away with them, you know, violent actions against women, folks. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, do think about it and actually let me know what you think, because this is not something to smile about. You're tuned in right now. You're tuned in to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. Radio.dominican.edu.
now, riding around with her top down. Every day is just like a rat race. You've all got your number, but there isn't any winner. Ride that ticket to the very end. Ride that ticket to the end. Ride that ticket to the very end. Ride that ticket to the end. Going, moving down slowly, not even stopping. On comes a brother, moving much faster. Seems sometimes 100 miles an hour. Hey. We'll ride that ticket to the very end. Ride that ticket to the end. Ride that ticket to the very end. Ride that ticket to the end. Every night, TV life, such entertainment. The worse off you are, the better you get paid. Hey. Gonna ride that ticket to the very end. Gonna ride that ticket to the end. Gonna ride that ticket to the very end. Gonna ride that ticket to the end. Gonna ride that ticket to the very end. Gonna ride that ticket to the end.
Welcome back to Spot On. Yema baby right here. You are tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Bad news for all the male folks out there. There is a study that was done, and actually experts have found out, and they've predicted that males will become extinct in 5 million years, and the process has already started. So this is not good news for all the males out there, including me. And I'm just gonna give you bits and just a few info about this study. And actually I'm looking at it right now. So seems like all the male fraternity, we have the X and Y chromosome, right? And the females have the X and X chromosome. And so the study actually says that the X chromosome in the females contains a healthy 1,000 or so genes, whereas the Y chromosome, which is decaying rapidly and is sliding towards extinction, is losing the SRY gene, which is the master switch that determines whether an embryo is male or female. So they continue saying that while women have two X chromosomes, men have just a wimpy Y chromosome. So the X and X chromosome in women is actually crucial to make repairs to the X chromosome. Whereas the Y chromosome in men finds it more difficult to patch up mistakes, and so it decays away. And Professor Gravis of Canterbury in Australia actually says that the X chromosome in male is all alone, but in the female it gets a friend, so it can swap bits and repair itself. The Y chromosome, however, it's on a downward spiral. So they're saying this is very, very, very bad news for men. Whereas other professors are saying that this is going to happen in 5 million years, that people should not panic. But this is kind of scary. Can you imagine the world with only one sex, with only one group of folks? I'm talking about with only women. Oh man, folks, think about that. That is some scary stuff out there. I didn't want to get you scared, but I mean, I think it's just interesting that stuff that comes about, you know, when research is done. So that is not something to smile about, but we'll see as more information flow in. I mean, you can check that article, or you can read that article if you want to read it, on www.dailymail.co.uk. Samoa Airline has actually put measures in place that fat frequent flyers will be paying more for their seats. So if you weigh less, that means you pay less. If you weigh more, that means you weigh more. Folks, what do y'all think about it? Especially for folks who frequently fly. Do y'all think that some more airlines have actually done something that is going to... Because they're saying that these measures are going to put in place. Are saving actually families. They're saving families the money. And they're going to improve on the seats for flyers that have more weight, and they just want to accommodate everybody, but at the same time make flying enjoyable for everybody. So I don't know how that market is going to be like 5 years from now, but all I know is that it's going to definitely change how people travel, you know, because for people to be paying more than others on flying just because you have extra pounds than somebody, I don't know how that will work out, but I mean, I probably some would argue that they have a good reason for doing it. And so far, I haven't heard of anybody protesting against it. But I think that it's I mean, they're trying to change the game, you know. I mean, nobody else has thought about it, so they're just trying to change the game and trying to see how they can, you know, get a little money off it. I mean, basically. But anyway, still in technology, in Google are actually facing they're facing fines right now in European Union countries. So these fines actually, they're coming from the privacy policy of Google, and they are actually being investigated. A few days ago, the Google privacy director, Alma Witten, he stepped down because of this this investigation that they're facing right now. And I mean, a lot of people are saying that they've never put the playing field level, you know, like they've been collecting a lot of data from unknowing customers and clients, and they've actually been giving, you know, just sharing this data with some folks. So I don't know about that. So, but they're being investigated. I mean, we'll find out how that investigation is going to go. But if actually they're found guilty, then I know that's going to be some heavy fine. It's going to be very, very, very heavy. So this, the countries that are actually leading in this investigation include Britain, Netherlands, Germany, Spain, Italy, French, and like, but just basically like all the European nations. But at the forefront are those five countries. Anyways, folks, this is Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
To the club, try to hurry up and get to a ball or a sang up somebody like that, and try to put on my makeup in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo boo boo. She got a hottie's body, but her attitude is potty. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you bawling? I said, darling, you sound like pausing. Oh, so you're one of them. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peak, dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this sloth was taken for a geek. Quick way to eat, deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week, trick for a treat. No, go on the rock. My ace test is flawless, regardless. We don't wanna get involved with all them lawyers and judges, just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I wanna see your support, and I support you.
I know you like to thank you. Don't stay.
Yeah, welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here. And I mean, right now we just like to mention something about top universities and colleges in the United States. NYU actually has been having some problems of late. And the problems that I'm talking about is not financial, it's not faculty, it's not faculty related, or it's not even curriculum related, but it's just about admissions. And like a lot of people actually apply to go to NYU because NYU or New York University is one of the best universities in the United States. And they admit, or they the admission number for admission every semester, it's basically less than 5,000, right? And this year actually they got over 30,000 applicants who were rejected. So 30,000 applicants who made the applications, they were rejected. And a lot of people are furious actually right now, students, family, and they're actually wondering why, as to why some of the reasons the administration is giving for not accepting these students in their school. So I think this is huge. I think this actually comes as a challenge to students and future students out there, that when you're making a plan to apply to a certain school, you have to actually do your research and have a backup plan, you know, because you don't want to end up stranded just because you applied to one school. Have a backup plan. Think about, if this doesn't happen, what are you going to do next? Just because you don't want to end up being devastated and actually have no moves, right? And it's just crazy how they are facing a lot of people who are not happy right now. So I don't know how they're going to handle that, but I know they're actually feeling overwhelmed right now because also the administration is just saying that students and student ambassadors who are usually there to respond to questions about administration and all that are not available to pick up calls right now. And still on university news, there is Stanford University actually has beat every Ivy League school to become the nation's toughest school to enter. And they had, this year they had 38,000 teenagers who applied, and the school only admit or got vacancies for 2,200 students. So, I mean, it's closely followed by Harvard University. And I mean, it only shows how our admission is stringent and how it's just tough to get in. But it's not impossible. That's the good news. It's not impossible. So, I mean, you just have to do something with conviction. You just have to be sure that you can be up to the task. Like, you're basically able to do it. You know, I don't think that nobody doesn't have what it takes to do something. I believe that everybody got what it takes to do something. You just got to do it with conviction. So those are tough schools to get into, but good schools. I mean, Dominican is a good school too. You can always have that as an option. And yeah, so think about it, you know, if you're planning to transfer or if you have relatives and friends who are looking forward to join this Ivy League schools and whatnot. Anyways, folks, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yema baby right here. And it's been interesting. I mean, we've talked about a lot today. We've talked about how Saudi Arabia is changing. We've talked about how Google is being investigated right now for having a a goldmine of data of users and clients, and how, you know, they supposedly share this information with other companies who want to know what their clients want, how want to tap the resource basically of getting clients. And we've also talked about how people are crazy. Like, for instance, this one teenage girl who was kidnapped, raped, and you know, just violated in Rio when she was on vacation. And for folks, because I have a lot of friends who are going to Rio come World Cup, so I mean, you wouldn't want your friend to go through that, right? And also myself, been considering about whether to go or not. So I mean, I want to go somewhere and feel safe. I want to go somewhere and actually feel like I'm at peace and I'm safe and I'm having a good time. You know, you don't want to go to a place and then start feeling like something bad is going to happen to y'all, or you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just going to get your rights violated. So we actually think that the government should actually step in and do something about that. They should have police available 24/7 whenever somebody need them. And they just basically should flush out all the criminals from the streets and put them in jail where they belong. You know, if you're a bad person, you should change your habits. We deserve to have a community where people live in peace and harmony, and nobody's scared to walk at night, for instance. Nobody's scared to go just have a good time at the club, or just to go for some adventure, right? So I think that come World Cup, I know Rio basically are going to step up their game. They're going to put measures in place that's going to protect all the tourists and all the domestic tourists and just basically everybody. So that's a good thing. So, I mean, we've talked about a lot, and I'm sure that everybody agrees with me that we're trying to create a society where people have positive attitudes, where people love each other, where you love your neighbor. You see your neighbor in problems, then you feel like you actually can go back him up. You can go give them a hand. You know, we don't want a society whereby people are so cruel where you don't even want to look at your neighbor, you know, like you can't even invite them over if you got something going on. So I think that a lot of people are actually out there who share the same sentiments as I do, You know, I mean, if you have different sentiments and if you have ways and suggestions whereby we can make this society better, hit me up on my Facebook and let me know what you think. You know, Facebook.com/spotter12 and let me know what you think. I want to hear your views. You know, I want to hear what you think about how we can make people become responsible for their actions and how we can make people respect the human life, because life is sacred and people should respect it. Should not be violating the rights of people out there. You should actually be protecting your brothers and sisters, your mothers and fathers, your uncles, and everybody. You should respect and protect the sacred human life. Think about it. Think about it, and I'm waiting for your suggestions. Yeah, folks, it's been real. But before I leave, I've been talking about what's a just society, what's a good society, what's this kind of society we are trying to create, you know, because we are trying to actually bring up kids and future generations that's going to be responsible, that is going to be good, that is going to live in harmony and peace, you know. So there's two fifth graders who are like 11 and 10 years old. They're actually standing juvenile trial right now because they had a plan to rape a classmate who is a girl, a classmate, and stab her to death. And they laid out like a plot on how they were going to perpetrate and carry out this plan. But before they did, one of their friends actually reported them to the teacher, and the teacher confronted them. And one boy was found, the 10-year-old kid was found with a knife, and the 11-year-old kid was found with a handgun. So these are the scary stuff that I'm talking about, you know, because I know some of these kids basically hear about what we as adults do in the society, all the evil that we do, and they feel like they can do the same thing. So think about how we can create a just society, you know, because right now this is like fifth graders being charged with conspiracy, first degree conspiracy to murder. That's not a small thing. That is huge. And that is the kind of stuff that Spot On is talking about, how we can highlight these issues and how we can make people change their mentality and how we can move forward as a good society. Okay? It's been real, folks. Think about what we've covered today and what we've talked about. And when I see you next time, I know we're going to have a lot to talk about, just like we always do. Okay, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to radio.dominican.edu. Spot on. Yeah, my baby. See you next time.